And advocates for a project that could connect the entire state via bike trails hope to get a chunk of new dedicated funding from Amendment 1. WGCU's Ashley Lopez reports.
The big plan is to repurpose old abandoned railways to connect existing bike trails across the Sunshine State. Once it's all done, advocates say the trails would make the state a worldwide biking destination. Residents and tourists would be able to bike from the northeast corner of the state all the way to the southwest and across central Florida and the Everglades. It's a massive project, but Dale Allen, president of the Florida Greenways and Trails Foundation, says it could be fully paid for if lawmakers dedicate 10% of new land conservation funding to it.
Part of Amendment 1 was to create a statewide system of greenways, and greenways connect conservation lands, and trails are part of what makes greenways work. So this is not at odds at all with Amendment 1 and with any of the conservation organizations, especially when they stop and think about the huge benefits this will bring to Florida's economy.
Allen says an immense coalition supports the connector trails. It's not just a boon to the state's tourism industry, he says. Health advocates are pushing for more public access to bike trails across Florida. And Florida currently is a really unsafe place for pedestrians. He says having more off-road trails is also a public safety priority. However, moving forward, Allen and others are going to have to convince lawmakers and environmentalists to support spending more than $2.5 billion on the trails from the state's Amendment 1 coffers. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.